the Columbia Workshop presents Pepito Inherits the Earth by William Merritt.
City doesn't sleep tonight. It waits, breathes, waits, crouches in the dark. Now the city won't sleep tonight, Lewis.
You're right, Pedro. Like the end of a long torpor. Until the air itself quiver.
It'll be no different from this on Judgment Day.
It must not fall. Cannot fall.
It will fall. And when it comes, it'll come all at once. I know. I was at Toledo, remember?
You take too much for granted.
When panic drops on a city, there's sudden rain everywhere at once. And it's as shocking and terrible as the snarl of a strange dog.
It's at 10 o'clock and they should have been home long before this. That woman keeps them out no matter what I say.
They seem to get on well together, your Aunt Anna and little Pepito. She takes good care of
them. I want my youngster home on a night like this, not out with that crazy woman while she wails with the neighbors.
She's old, Lewis, remember.
That sheriff took her husband and her house also took her brain. Her brain's worn thin like a butcher's block from too many blows. She raves all the time.
30 months of war, Lewis, when you're old, you'd be the same. Your Aunt Anna's no different from all the city's old women. And old men.
Talk about death and plows. It gets on my nerves.
Lewis, why don't you take the child and the old lady and go? Well, this time...
We stay. You urge me to leave. Why don't you leave yourself?
I'm too old to matter. But Pepito is young. He's young. The youth of the land. The meaning of all this. He must go on forever. His kind is the only hope we have.
Pepito's not a poetic symbol. He's my son. I'd have you understand that. And if he's your hope, well, he's my son.
I'm sorry, Lewis. I won't mention it again. Ah, for the days when I taught history and you were the brightest assistant I had.
Ghosts of old dreams, all dead now, Pedro.
Oh, here they are now.
Daddy, Aunt Anna says I have to go to bed right away. I can stay up a little, can't I? Can't I, Daddy?
Indeed he cannot. He's going now.
How are you and your Aunt Anna getting on these days, little fella?
Oh, we fight a lot, Pedro. Don't we, Aunt Anna?
I don't know what you're talking about. Lewis, did you bring the flower in? Oh, you didn't. I knew you wouldn't. I knew it.
Stop talking about your confounded flower and listen to me. Pedro and I are going to Sancho's to see what's new.
Flower.
I'll try to find some bread. You might let Pepito stay up a few minutes. Sister comes here. Tell him where we are.
I don't know what's happening, what's going to happen to me. You didn't bring in my flower.
Oh, I can't think. I can't think.
No one can think, Aunt Anna, no one. You're not alone. Come, Pedro.
We'll be back in a short while. I tell you, Pedro, she kills me with her talk. It's someone that makes her scream.
What is this business of a flower?
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce Pepito, the most famous bullfighter in the world.
Will you keep still and get away from that mirror, Pepito? I can't hear myself think.
What do you want to hear yourself thinking about, Aunt Anna? Maybe I can help you.
I am thinking that I am a tear rolling off the world's cheek to water this little potted flower.
Sounds like silly talk to me. Aunt Anna, do you suppose I'll ever get a little sword? How can I ever be a real bullfighter unless I get a little sword? Oh, maybe that's Uncle Lister. Hello, Uncle Lister.
Oh, hello, Lister. Come in, come in.
Where's Louis? Where's your father, Pepito?
Why don't you ask me, Lister? I know better than Pepito.
He said he was going to Sancho's, and then he said he'd bring back some bread.
That wasn't it at all. He said he would bring me a flower, another one.
You're getting more foolish every day, old woman. You're crazy holding that flower pot in your lap. The thing's dead.
What do you expect? The air it breathes is diseased and sticks with the smell of death.
I will look for your father at Sancho's, Pepito. If he comes in, tell him to wait. I've got to hurry along.
Lister! 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 Wait a second.
What is it, Mrs. Cargo? I have no time.
Oh, please, Lister. What will happen? To the city hall, please. You're an officer of my family. Stick with me, I will hold. You know, don't.
I have no information. Notices will be posted throughout the night. We're doing everything that can be done, that's all.
Oh, they're closed. Everyone says they're closed. What will we do? What will we do? What will we do?
Oh, And what do you know? Are they here, as I said?
We have orders to be closed in an hour. Everyone else is closed.
Who is here?
He's at the back table talking to Pedro.
Oh, officer. Would you join me in a little song, a little wine, and song?
Out of the way, please.
Let me spring a little wine on you, officer. A little wine from the grapes of the wrath.
Get out of the way.
I don't know why you can take a little joke these days, except me. You and me.
Who? I'm looking for you. Hello, Pedro.
Sit down, listen. Why, what's up?
Have you been at headquarters? What do they think there?
City is sure to follow us. Take the child of the old lady and leave while you care.
I'll take my chances here, thank you. The stand will be made at the city limits.
Be a fool, Lewis. Look at the slick on your right shoulder where the rifle's laid.
I'll throw my coat away, get rid of it.
Gentlemen, why are you so gloomy? Let's have a drink.
Go away, you drunken idiot. Haven't you any sense at all?
Well, nobody wants to drink with me.
Lewis, I tell you, it's no good throwing your coat away. Open up your shirt. You see? Your shoulder's bruised from the kick of the rifle. You can't get rid of that. That tells the story.
Sort of running like a scared rat kills.
It's not yourself. It's the kid, too. What of him?
Silence, everyone! Stop this boy! They've entered the city. Trucks are leaving immediately for the north.
Pepita! Aunt Anna, get up. We're leaving at once.
Leaving? Leaving? What are you talking about, Lewis?
I can dress myself, Daddy. I don't need any help. I can dress myself all right.
The city has fallen. This is giving us a lift for Maya, 20 miles out.
To run? Fine talk for you, but what will happen to me? Where can I go? Where can I run on my crippled feet? Holy Mary, is there no peace? Can't an old woman live in peace? Must she weep her way into the grave?
There's no time for that. This is the world. This is the way it is. We have to run. Now hurry and get packed. But slightly, remember. I can't carry much.
I'm going to stay here, Lewis. I've told you before, and you didn't listen. This bubble of blood you've flown so high will break on your head, and there's no escape. I'm old. It's all very well for you. You're young. You don't understand.
I don't understand. Woman, I understand all right. I could die laughing. My wife killed by a bomb not a week ago. My home, my whole life gone. And me here now, holding myself like a piece of glass that is cracked without crashing. And you say I don't understand.
Daddy, will you tie the knots on my shoes? Can I take my little pistol? Are we going far? Can I take my red scarf?
Oh, still, and give me a foot. Carry your pistol and scarf. I'll take care of your bundle for all of us. Are you ready, Aunt Anna? Here, hand me that. There's Lister outside with the car.
I don't like this. I don't like
it. Will you let me hunt the horn, Daddy? I've never ridden at night.
Now, where do you think you're going with that flower pot?
Please, let me take it, Lewis. I won't let it get in the way. It's the only thing I want. It will die if someone doesn't take care of it.
Have us all killed with your fancy. The country's spinning at the seams, and you hold a flower pot. Give it to me, I say.
Oh!
All right, Lister. Oh! It took you long enough. There's no time. Standing already in the square. Climb in. Here, hand me the child.
This is my own, Lewis. As far as I can take you.
Start going, mister. There's a man's heart out.
You are the bravest man I know,
Lewis. Why don't you drive us right on? Drive us right out of the world.
Goodbye, Uncle Lister.
Goodbye.
Salute, comrades. Salute. Next time, a better world. Salute.
Crazy talk.
I'm tired to death, and I can't think of anything but pain.
Better think of the mountain ahead and the rivers to cross.
But I can't see so far.
My legs are beginning to hurt a little, Daddy.
We'll rest here a moment.
We've been walking all night. To where? Out of what? To where?
Oh, I wish I had my flower.
The lights are going out in your brain.
Oh, it's so pretty. You're ready to bloom.
You stay here with Pepita while I look for you.
Fool. Who was the son of a fool? Who was the son of a fool until the furthest back?
Well, what can you expect now that they have come into their heritage?
What are you talking about, Aunt Anna? You talk to yourself worse than to me.
I'm talking of the way the world runs and the way men try to run the world. Crazy time.
See if you can fix my pistol, Aunt Emma. It's caught a little on the trigger.
When dirt plugs up life's mouth, there is less talk and more sense. The only thing with feeling is power.
What do you want, old lady? A new pair of legs or a bicycle?
Oh, look, my son. You're going backwards. Will you take me back with you? I am to meet someone there. I forgot something.
Well, hop in. I'm going back to the front line. I wouldn't advise you to walk around there, though. You look too much like a ghost, isn't it?
Oh, I'm all right. I've got to go back to my house.
Montana! Montana! Montana, where's she going, Pepita?
I don't know, Daddy. She said she forgot something and asked the man to take her back.
She shouldn't have done that.
I ain't got room for another one up in here with me, soldier. You and the kid want to lift for a couple of miles. You'll have to hold him on your lap, though. Everybody all right back there?
Thanks. We're glad to take
him. How come you're not in the line?
Must have done. Sunshine.
Why are all the people back there so quiet, Daddy? No one talks or nothing.
They have nothing to say. Things are past words.
It's impossible to make time. I have to be back by dark. The road from Barcelona is choked with people.
What's those goats in the road?
The roads are black with people. My mother's there somewhere. Couldn't find her and my father when I went back for them. They've left, neighbor said. Strapped a mattress on the mule and left. She carrying the canary on her head. The old man is blind.
I've never seen so many people all at once, Daddy.
This is where we unload, soldier. And good luck. All out, everyone.
He'll have to get down, Pepita. I can't go on without a little rest. We'll stay here a few moments.
I'm tired too, Daddy. When do we stop for good?
Not until the border, son. Another 3 days if we have to walk.
I wish you hadn't left our bundle yesterday, Daddy. It had my little pistol in it.
I'm afraid, Sonny, we'll have to stop for a while. Here. Lie down and take a little nap. I'll spread the coat over you.
Oh, but you'll be cold. Last night you only had your shirt, and I know you were cold.
Shh. Do what I say. Lie down here in the grass, and I'll spread the coat over you.
All right, Daddy.
We have a long way ahead.
Manuel! Oh, where have you been, Manuel? Mio, I've been looking all...
I don't know you, woman. I'm not your Manuel.
No. No, you're right. I'm not my Manuel.
This one you've lost, is he your son? Your husband?
I'm insane with fear. Faces. I've stared at a million faces and not found him. I've not seen him. Lost. More than lost. On this road for 2 days looking for him, running up and down, asking everyone.
Please, sit down. Don't let yourself go.
He was a fisherman. I loved him. Don't you see? We were going to be married.
Please, lady. My child sleeps.
A joke, a laugh.
Please.
Oh, it's terrible. All these roads, all these homeless people. What shall we do? What shall we
do?
Stop
it. You're screaming.
Screaming. I'm sorry.
Pull yourself together, madam. Please. You'll awaken my child.
Oh, thank God I have no child. No one to be hungry. I've had nothing to eat in 3 days.
I have a bit of cheese. I'll share some of it with you. The rest is with the child.
It's so difficult to be nothing. Something lost. Like a chip on a river.
I could build a fire. We'd have heat at least. I must soon move on.
You look, even in this dark, as if you might have been a good man. Full of peace.
What is it, Daddy? Why are the guns firing?
Get on! They're only 5 miles away!
Oh, why? If one could quietly cry oneself to death. Goodbye.
Where are you going? Not that way. Come back.
Animal, I'm looking for you.
Perfect, we must get out of here.
Animal.
Stop! Can you give us a lift? Give us a lift! Stop! Stop!
Don't get me scared, Daddy. I'm scared. Won't they stop?
Stop! Please stop! Please! Please! Can you tell me, officer, how far it is to the border?
I'm on the outskirts of Verona now. I'm here to Figueres and from Figueres to Lake Perthus. Town of border is about 30 miles.
Is there any possible way of getting a ride?
Afraid not, soldier. All cars and trucks commandeered by the army. Only way is to walk.
Are they admitting them into France, do you know?
I haven't been there, but I hear the summer getting through. Always the mountain passes if you can stand the cold and snow.
I have my 5-year-old son here with me.
Your wife, is she with you?
Gone a week ago. Bombed.
Well, why aren't you in the lines?
Lung shot. Busted out of Teruel.
Why, you're bleeding at the mouth.
Please, please. Not so loud, sir. The sight of it starts to hit crying.
I'd like to do something for you, soldier, but you see how it is. There are 70,000 of you in Verona alone. I've no authority.
I want nothing for myself. It's not for me, man, but the kid. Today's my last, and he's got to get through. I'd go back if it made any difference.
I'm sorry. Honest, I am.
Come, little Pepito. We're nearly there.
I'm so tired, Daddy. Will it be long?
No. Not long now, Sonny. Tomorrow, perhaps. Or the next.
But, Daddy, I'm so hungry.
Oh, there'll be plenty to eat soon. Plenty. Everything good. Boy, you'll eat so much you'll have to roll from the table. That'll be funny, won't it? Seeing little Pepito roll away from the table.
Oh, I would like a little piece of cheese, Daddy.
Ah, oh, Pepito, you're killing me. It'll be funny, all right, seeing you roll away from the table.
I guess I can wait. I guess it'll be real good, won't it, Daddy?
No, you won't have to wait. I'll ask these people ahead if they'll lend us a small piece of cheese. You see? They're stopping. You stay here and I'll go up and ask them. You get a little rest, Pepito, while I'm gone. Here. I'll tell you what. Here's my wristwatch. See if you can tell the time while I'm gone.
Well, that'll be fun telling time, Daddy.
And look, I'll put my hat on.
So you'll look like a real soldier. People passing by will say, look at that big soldier. Look at him, would you?
Oh, Daddy, that'll be wonderful. That'll be wonderful. The watch and the hat, too.
Now, don't go away until I come back. Only a moment. Remember, I'll come back here to this very spot. Such a little thing to ask. He's only a child. He'll never get there alone. He'd be no trouble.
Mother, we're in trouble. We're lost. I've lost my little girl. I've lost my little girl.
4 days, and we've had a handful of chickpeas. Everything lost. Everything. Everything, you understand? Every inch strange. No one will help.
Where's your courage, man?
Courage? You talk of courage. Courage when your heart's bled white. You think you can hold back this horror with your hands?
One can go down, yes. The best go down. They always go down. But to meet the end in the feet shaking in fear, that kills me, that queers me. Better be dead than consumed in fear.
We ask nothing from you.
I'm sorry. I meant no reproach. These are unnatural times. I've asked everyone to take my son, and no one will take him.
Why do you come bothering us? There are millions on this same road. You might lecture two ships for yourself. Leave us alone.
It's only my child. My lungs are bleeding.
Oh, what's not lost isn't worth saving.
You're weak and crazy with fear.
You think we're so afraid. You should see the others. The men and the women staring and laughing and wailing. Go away from us. Better dead than fear, you say? Better dead than alive. Better that your son be dead.
I have never been out of the province. We're lost. We don't know the language. What do we say? It's fine for you.
Wake up, son.
What is it, Daddy? Are they
shaking? You look like a big man sleeping there with your soldier's hat and watch.
Did you get a little piece of cheese, Daddy?
Oh, you look so brave and fine sleeping there, Pepito. Just like a soldier.
You know, Daddy, I got a hurt in my stomach.
Look, Angel, I want you to do a job for me. You think you're big enough to do it?
Sure, I'm big enough. Don't I dress myself? Don't I?
But I won't be with you when you do it.
I guess I can do anything, can't I? I'm big enough.
You'll be all alone.
Didn't I walk a long time when you couldn't carry me anymore? And I didn't cry, did I?
All right. All right. I'll tell you what to do later. Now, I want to talk to you later. I want to talk to you later.
I'm not sleepy, Daddy. I'm not sleepy.
You won't understand much of what I'm going to say.
Maybe.
somewhere along the fibers of your life will stick a few things. Look now. Try to remember me. I'll never die as long as you live. And everything I want, remember, always be brave.
I can hardly hear you, Daddy.
Brave. Come closer to me. Follow these people. Follow the crowd until you come to. Follow the crowd where they're going. And tell them when they ask you. You're going to France. See? France. Where are you going now, Angel? Where are you going?
I'm going to France.
How will you get there?
Follow the crowd and tell them France.
That's a good boy.
But what are you going to do, Daddy? Will you get me then?
I'll always be with you, sonny. Remember, always, always.
But I want to be with you. Go with you.
I'll be watching you. On the other side of the mountain. And for the tooth. Remember, think of the mountain. Follow the road and the people. To put a tooth. And you'll see the prettiest mountain. Two peaks with snow. That's Pertus. That's where you go. Come. That's where you... Come on. Forever. Forever.
I don't want to watch, Daddy. You can have it back.
You see, son, it's like a game. See if you're brave. A soldier.
But I don't want to leave you. I don't want to go.
When you get there, you'll be strong when I see you. And free. Like a man. Free.
I don't want to go. I want to stay with you. I'm not hungry anymore. I won't say anything about being hungry anymore.
Stop that crying.
I'll walk, Daddy. You won't have to carry me anymore.
Stop it. Stop it, I say. I want you to obey me. Do you hear? Do you hear me?
Yes. I'm not crying anymore, Daddy.
Now listen. You go on. And on. This fight is not for nothing. It's for you. You come on. You always come on while the others go down. You are the meaning and the hope. Oh, God. If you could only understand.
I'm afraid, Daddy.
You mustn't. You can't be. Come here, Pepita.
I'll do anything, Daddy, to stay. Anything.
Yes, ma'am. You are my life. And remember, I'll never die so long as you live. Now go.
Catch up with those people ahead. And don't look back. You hear? Don't look back.
No, Daddy.
Do as I say. Go quickly. To France. Go! You hear me? Go!
No, Daddy.
Sergeant Lingua.
Yes, sir.
This border is closed from now on. Post another squad on the other side of the road to hold these people in check. Sergeant Bernal.
Yes, sir.
Take 10 men. Search the last group who've come through for arms.
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant DJ.
Yes, sir.
Inform the refugees that the border has been closed and no more will be admitted until further orders from Paris.
Very good, sir. Did you pardon me, sir? Colonel Bouldon wishes to speak to you.
He's coming now, sir.
Colonel Bouldon. Attention!
You have things in hand, Captain.
5,000 have come through today, Colonel. And there must be another 100,000 on the road between here and Verona. The countryside is choked with them. We have had great difficulty handling them. Many seem to have gone mad. There's not enough food.
I have informed Paris that we need more troops. Our regiment has just left Perpignan. It should be here in an hour. It's a lucky breakwork that this valley town of Le Pertus has only one street. Never seen such a spectacle. Never.
Thousands? Why, there must be millions. A tragedy, sir, if you will permit my saying it. That when divided into individual cases, multiplies beyond the grasp of the mind the total effect. Take the child there, the one swimming in his soldier hat. He's a more.
Why, the little scoundrel is nothing more than infant. Let us go over there a moment.
Stand back.
What is your name, my child?
Pepito.
Well, whom are you with?
I'm alone. I was with my father, but now I'm alone.
And have you been here long?
Yes, long.
Well, whom did you walk with? Whom did you come with?
I came with these people here.
He's been following us for the last 2 days, sir.
Every time we stopped, he stopped.
When we started, he started too.
He followed behind us all the time. He did everything.
Everyone laughed along the way because he looked so funny in his big soldier hat.
And a wristwatch that is bigger than his fist.
We tried to talk to him, sir, but all he said was that he was going to France.
Do any of you people know this little man?
No.
All right, all right. Have you no father or mother?
I'm alone.
Where do you want to go?
I want to go to France.
Do you have any reason for wanting to go to France?
I just want to go to France. That's all.
Call your men to attention, Captain.
Sound the bugle, Sergeant. Turn!
Shoulder arms, Captain.
Shoulder! Arms!
Present arms, Captain.
Where's that? Arms!
Pass through into France, little soldier. We are delighted.
You have been listening to the Columbia Workshops presentation of Pepito Inherits the Earth by William Merrick. Tonight's production was directed by Earl McGill. Next week, the Columbia Workshop will present Kit Carson by Elaine Ryan, an original radio drama of the pioneer days in the Far West. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.